Hello.
Good evening. My name is Chris and I'm calling from Opinion Research. This evening we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community and we'd like to get your opinions. Now, to begin, with which political party are you registered?
Republican.
Thank you very much. And as you are aware, very few people actually vote in Republican primary elections. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the Republican elections for U.S. Senate, Florida State Legislature, and local offices in Pasco County on Tuesday, August 20th? If you have already voted by absentee mail-in ballot, you can indicate so as well. We have on the list, I am definitely going to vote, I am very likely to vote, I am somewhat likely to vote, I am not very likely to vote, I am not at all likely to vote, or I am not registered to vote.
I definitely will vote.
Thank you very much. Now, voters in Florida are permitted to request a vote by mail ballot or voting person. With this in mind, how do you intend to vote in the Republican primary elections on Tuesday, August 20th? I will vote at my polling place on Election Day. I will vote by mail with an absentee mail-in ballot, or I will vote early in person at a designated early voting location.
Probably vote early in a designated voting location.
Thank you very much. And what is your main racial background? Are you white or Caucasian, Hispanic, African-American or Black, or Asian or Asian-American?
White.
Thank you very much. Now, what is your age? Are you between 18 and 45, 46 and 55, 56 and 65, 66 and 75, or over 75 years old?
66 to 75.
Thank you. Now, you will now be given a list of some public officials that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each person, you can indicate so as well. Well, first we have Christina Fitzpatrick.
Never heard of her.
Thank you. Then we have Chris Knuckle.
What's his name again?
Chris Knuckle.
Oh, yeah, fine. I vote for him.
So is your opinion of him very favorable or somewhat favorable?
Very favorable.
Thank you. Then we have Mike Fasano.
Not sure.
And how should I record your answer?
Don't know.
Never heard of him?
No, I haven't.
Okay, thank you. Now we have Kamala Harris.
No, I won't vote for her.
And what is your opinion of her? Is it very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Very unfavorable.
Thank you. Then we have Jack Mariano.
Somewhat favorable.
Thank you. Then we have Lisa Yeager.
Never heard of her.
And Gabrielle Papadopoulos.
Never heard of him either, or her.
Never heard of him. Okay, that's fine. Now, you will now be asked a few short questions about the upcoming August Republican primary elections. Now, if the Republican primary elections for Florida State House were held today, among the following candidates for whom would you vote? Brad Yeager or Kirk Phillips?
Yeager.
Thank you. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Brad Yeager?
Probably.
Thank you. Now, if the Republican primary election for Pasco County Superintendent of Schools were held today, among the following candidates for whom would you vote? John Legg or Michelle Mandarin?
What was the first one?
John Legg.
Yep, I vote for him.
Thank you. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for John Legg?
Definitely.
Thank you. Now, if the Republican primary elections for Pasco County Commission District 4 were held today, among the following candidates for whom would you vote? Christina Fitzpatrick, Lisa Yeager, or Gabriel Papadopoulos?
Probably Gabriel.
Thank you. And would you say you are, that was the next question, you are definitely voting for or probably voting for Gabriel Papadopoulos?
Probably.
Thank you. And lastly, if the Republican primary election for Pasco County Commission District 5 were held today, among the following candidates for whom would you vote? Jack Mariano or Gina Pinocchiaro?
Jack Mariano.
Thank you very much. And you are, and would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Jack Mariano?
Definitely voting.
Thank you. Now, from the following list, what have you seen, heard, or read about Lisa Yeager and her campaign for Pasco County Commission in the past few weeks? If you haven't seen, read, or heard anything about Lisa Yeager, you can indicate so as well. Have you seen a television ad, received something in the mail, received a text message, received a visit to your home from Lisa Yeager or a campaign volunteer, or something else?
Nothing.
Okay, thank you. Now you will now be asked a few demographic questions before we finish for classification purposes only. If you were to label yourself, would you say you are a liberal, a moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs?
Moderate.
Thank you. And what is the last grade of formal education you have completed? Is it less than high school diploma, high school graduate, some college or trade school, college graduate with an associate's or two-year degree, college graduate with a bachelor's or four-year degree, or a postgraduate degree?
4 years degree.
Okay. Thank you. And with this, we conclude the survey. So thank you very much for your participation. We really appreciate it. Have a
All
wonderful
right, thank
day.
You. You thank too. You. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Oh,